Today, I'm speaking with a friend of mine who is doing something pretty cool this year, has had all these amazing changes, and I felt like this topic in particular would be a great one to start the year off with. Also, I'm nosy, and I wanted to ask all these questions anyway. So I am speaking with my friend Carrie Smith Nicholson, former owner and creator of the website Careful Sense, the website and business Careful Sense. She has recently sold it. She started a new project, and I just wanted to like kind of get all in her business and pick her brain and like find out all the things about what it's like to do such a substantial rebrand, what came about, why this even came up, why she decided to do this, and yeah, just be nosy. Hey, Carrie. Hey.
Hey, thanks for having me. I'm really excited. And I mean, I totally am an open book, so you can just be nosy away. That sounds good.
I'm very excited about this because I actually had a lot of questions concerning your rebrand, letting go of your old business. I could kind of tell that changes were afoot in the last couple of years, actually. So if you could talk about what you used to do, how you were known previously, then we'll kind of get into it.
Yeah. So I started my blog, like you said, Careful Sense. And so the website is still going and the blog is still going. So it's carefulsense.com, but it has been transferred over to a new owner. And of course, I still remain the founder of that. So I started it in 2011 and became part of the financial community. So I focused a lot on small business finances and freelance finances. And that's what I did basically for 7 years. And throughout that process, obviously, my skills grew, my knowledge grew, and I was really able to connect with a lot of small business owners and really have an awesome connection with other entrepreneurs who are starting their own businesses. My website focused more on the complicated topics of self-employment, so like health insurance, taxes, sort of the boring topics of it, but still nonetheless important. So over the years, I obviously got a little bit, you know, like bored, not necessarily bored, but you know, like I wanted a new challenge. So I started other side projects and other things. And I started up another podcast with, or a new podcast, I should say, with a co-host. And we did that for 3 years in that time. And I really started loving, you know, more of the podcast of it, more sort of Instagram and different things like that. So my interest and my knowledge and everything grew. And so I started wanting to try different things. And so I sold the blog officially on October 16th, 2018. So it's still pretty new, but it is a really cool transition that I actually only thought about at the beginning of 2018. So it came about fairly quickly.
What are you doing now? Like, could you just share like, well, no, let's not even go there. Let's talk about going into a pivot. What fears did you have about changing what you're doing? Because I think I know what you're doing. And it's very different than what you used to do. And so I would like to just talk about like when you started thinking about letting go of this project, this business that you created and nurtured and pivoting into something new. What was that like? And what was the scary part? What was scary about that?
Well, if anybody had asked me if I ever wanted to sell my blog or my business, I would have said no. So the moment that kind of occurred to me was early January 2018. I was like, I wonder what things would look like if I sold my website, if I sold it all and just kind of started over or something. I was having, I would say, maybe burnout issues, you know, and a lot of different stuff that was going on personally. My husband and I were trying to buy our first home and all these other things that we were working on. And it just felt like I wasn't able to grow the business like I wanted to and spend as much time as I wanted to. And it was pretty successful. I mean, it was making several thousand dollars per month and I was really able to do it mostly on my own. I didn't have like a team of people or anything. So it was pretty successful from the outside, but I was definitely on like burnout mode. So I thought to myself, hey, what would that look like? And so that's kind of where that seed was planted. I was not actively looking to sell it. It was just a thought that I had. And it kind of grew over a few months. And, you know, then I was playing around with the idea of what it would look like and how my life would change and, you know, what I would do after that if I did sell it or if I stayed on as a consultant maybe, or, you know, lots of different options there. So the pivot really came from just a simple idea of like what life would look like if. And I like asking myself those questions just to even see where they go. You know, sometimes they go to a dead end and I'm not really interested in where it leads. And then other times it's really promising and very intriguing and like, that could be a really cool lifestyle that I could create. So that's kind of how I followed that out. And I got to chat with a really cool young person. He's like 10 years younger than me. I'm in my mid-30s now. So he's still like really excited about the online world. He has other websites. And so I was able to talk to him. And it's actually not anybody that I knew previously in my network, which was kind of surprising, who eventually, you know, took it over and bought it from me. So he has great plans for it. He wants to grow it. And he has those time and resources that I didn't have. So it worked out really well there. So I felt comfortable handing, you know, sort of my baby off to him. And I still am on, you know, in contact with him. I still am on the team for a few more months to make sure that the transition is smooth and everything's going. And a lot of the writers who used to write on the website are going to be writing again. So it's still going to remain a lot of how it was. And of course, I'll still be the founder of it always. So, but to answer your question, I did come across a lot of different fears about, you know, the pivot and what I would be known for afterwards. And, you know, like, what would I do after this? And I've been doing this for 7 years, you know, so being or thinking about it from the perspective of the community that I was in and the network I had built up, and did I still want to do that? And if I sold this, would I start another finance-based website or would I do something different? And, you know, I have to be honest, I don't really have all the answers to those questions yet. I kind of sold it and gave myself through the end of 2018 to figure that out. I do have a project that I am working on. And I will say that I sold the blog, but I kept the services part of it. So my quote day job that I still do every day, I'm working for myself at home, is I'm a business manager for virtual teams. So I'm basically a project manager for other people's businesses that I really enjoy growing and like to help and really love interacting with their teams and helping them grow their online businesses since I did it for 7 years for mine. But I still have side projects and I still have other things that I'm thinking about. And so I'm still kind of working through that and figuring out my new identity as an entrepreneur for sure. Those fears took me about, I would say, the whole summer of 2018 to work through.
I'm thinking that your new project that you've been working on is where you're going to go. I think you enjoy it a lot. Do you want to share that or do you want to keep that under wraps?
Oh, for sure. Yeah, we can share it. So, the project is called #ColoradoLife.com, and we're also on Instagram. And so when I moved to Colorado, my husband is actually from here. He was born and raised in Colorado. And so when I moved here with him 3 years ago, I just fell in love with the state. And he just knows so much about it, and we explored so much, and we loved the outdoors and the adventure. So that's kind of where that started growing of how much we loved it. And we thought, well, hey, we would love to come at it from a local perspective, like helping natives and newcomers to Colorado explore this awesome state. And it did two things for us. So it's really fun. Like you said, I do enjoy it a lot. And it helps us get outdoors. You know, it helps us go on more adventures and like, hey, we can use these pictures or this, you know, time that we're spending on these different adventures and trips as part of our Instagram story or as part of our blog content or whatever, that can also help other people explore the state and stuff like that. So it was a way of not only enjoying it ourselves, but helping others and them experiencing it through like, he's a local and I'm a newcomer, you know, so we have both those perspectives and it's really fun. We're definitely still growing it. It's only started in a couple months ago. And, or officially started, I should say. So it's definitely fun and it's totally different, you know, so that's more of the travel, like the local travel type adventure stuff versus like the finance website that I started. So it's definitely different.
I love it. As you know, but it's really funny to me because I think that when people create businesses and create, especially in the online world, it's really tricky because we're multifaceted people. And we might be known for one thing, but we might have, like any other human, multiple interests. And it can be very challenging to grow what you're doing online because people tell you, well, niche down and all these things. And not last year, but the year before, I ended up with 3 different projects because I was like, I have these different things that I'm interested in and I can't really turn it off. You know what I mean? And so that was very challenging for me because I went through like my own kind of pivot process of trying to figure out, well, who am I and how do I define myself? And there's these things I want to share, but not everyone cares about the fact that I love to go hiking in Colorado.
Sure.
You know what I mean? On my money site. So I guess what I want to ask you is when you're a multifaceted creativepreneur, how did you go about managing those different interests?
Well, I did my best to very focus myself. Like I wanted to be really focused and I built my finance website and my service business basically almost exclusively. And then when I did start branching out, I made sure it still made sense with what I was talking about. So the podcast that I launched, it was still about money and freelance finances and things like that. It was more about mindful money and consumption, but still in the same vein. And then now what I'm doing, I just decided to sell it and like basically start completely over, you know, so that's a sort of hitting the restart button. And everything that I'm doing now, it has a new sort of theme with it. And it's not just like adventure and travel, but it's mobility. And so I always try and find a common thread with what I'm doing so that even if it's like maybe different platforms or, you know, different ways that people are consuming content, whether it's like podcasts or ebooks or blogs or something like that, you know, videos, anything, it always has like a common thread. So for us starting this new project, the mobility of it is that everything that we're going to be doing, it's going to be something that can be on your mobile phone and it's going to be very accessible. So it encourages you to get out and be on the go. And so if you can find a common thread through some of those things, it really helps sort of tie all that in together.
For a person who is afraid to pivot, what would you say? You're very early days into this. We're not even at the time we're recording this. It's not even December yet. It's the end of November. It's that time of year where everyone's like, all I want to do is sleep 1,000 hours before I get back on the, you know, on the treadmill, if you will, of business life. And I hate this when I do this. I start asking a question and I brain fart halfway through. But anywho, we're going to keep that part because it's kind of funny. But what advice would you give someone who's starting to feel like maybe now is the time to try something new, like the new year?
Yeah. So if you have that thought, you know, kind of like I did with this idea of what it could look like, what if? Follow it through, you know, even in your mind. I also like to plan mine out in, you know, on paper, have a whiteboard, you know, stuff like that, and see like, what would my life look like if this, you know, what would my business look like if this? And you know, for a lot of things that you want in life, there's a trade-off too. You know, you either want a lot of money or you want a lot of freedom, or you kind of come up with both, or you want a lot of adventure, so you don't want to be tied down. And, you know, so it's like consistent income versus adventure. And, you know, so you have to figure out what's most important and then kind of run that out. Don't be afraid to dream about it and say like, okay, what would this look like? And then map it out, you know, really just put it on paper, put it on a whiteboard and see where it leads you. It could be really exciting. And then when you do think like, oh, I really like this, you know, don't be afraid of that. Like push forward and keep walking through it, even in just your mind, and see what that would look like for you. And if it's something that you would really, really like, it's probably the right choice. And it's probably not going to go away, even if you like shelve it and say, no, it's too scary, I don't want to do that. It'll probably be back in a year or so. It probably won't leave you alone. So just note that, you know, if you're thinking about it, and then sort of embrace it and see where it takes you.
I want to ask you, what was the life that you envisioned without Careful Sense? Like what was it that you were wanting to craft in terms of your next phase of life, if you will? Not like you're a retiree, but you know where I'm going with that.
Yeah. So, honestly, it was just that idea of being more mobile and that mobility aspect. We wanted to create something. And when I say we, I mean my husband and I. He is a private chef. And so he also goes on for months at a time, and he'll go to Alaska and he'll do private chef work there, and he'll go to South Dakota and like all these different places, but it's only for like 2 or 3 months out of the year. And then that basically he earns enough money to pay for the whole year,
Whoa. You know,
type of thing. So we wanted this idea of like, I just want to be able to get up and go. You know, sometimes I want to go with him. Sometimes he'll be here with me. And so we wanted to have flexibility and be able to, like owning your own business is, as you know, Michelle, a lot of work, you know, and you are sort of tied down at times, and you can't go on vacation until you do all these things to prepare to leave and, you know, everything like that. So we wanted something that was more, not set it and forget it, but work on it and create the automation and then have it serve us while we serve it when we're available. And so we wanted to do something that was a little bit more freedom and more on the go. I still have created a great life, and I definitely was not complaining about that. I just wanted to see what it would look like, especially in the next level of where I think things are going online and where I think things are going sort of in the entrepreneur world. I feel like a lot of people are going much more mobile. They're going much more like, you know, you want to listen to a podcast or you want to listen to an audiobook. Everything is very much like in hand as you're working or living. And so that's what I wanted to see, how the next phase of my business, if we could create something like that.
Are you really looking to, I mean, to be really nosy, like, are you looking to really grow passive income as it relates to an online business so that once you've created the content, people can engage in it and then it's monetized on the back end through their activities?
I would say yes and no, because I did get caught up in that passive income idea trap before with my previous business. And it's not all necessarily passive, as you know. You know, you create the content, you can launch it, whatever. I did courses. I've done, you know, ebooks and PDFs, and I did a membership websites. I mean, I basically have done it all. And it can be very...
a lot of work.
All consuming. Yeah. It's a lot of work to keep it updated. And, you know, I eventually found that I did not want to be a customer service representative. And that's basically what I ended up doing for all my courses and stuff, is just like customer service support all the time. And so, you know, in part ways, yes, we are looking for more passive income, but we are actively working on active income as well. And we want to work with local businesses and brands and be able to get paid to travel or, you know, try different things. And then we also like the idea of maybe, you know, launching a podcast or something and having content that isn't necessarily monetized, but could eventually lead to, you know, working with more awesome local community people and brands and businesses here in Colorado. So it's much more specific. It's much more like pared down, but there are some ideas that we would like to have in the future, you know, possibly eBooks or Kindles or something like that, that we would do that would be more passive and you'd only have to update or create content, you know, a little bit at a time.
Why do you think I love my romance novels?
I know, right? It's so awesome. And it is. It's so fun and it can be really cool as long as you know that it's not completely hands-off, but it's just less hands-on. So yeah.
It's been a very intense year in terms of figuring out what I want to do, what I don't want to do. I have these different offerings like most business people do, most entrepreneurs do. And I discovered that I really like passive income. Like, I wasn't as excited about like group coaching. I have a wonderful coach actually, and they helped me to develop different products, things like that. But I was like, all I want is to sell a thing, which is my course, and like to coach maybe 20 people in a year and we're good. And so I was like, why is this never working? I'm like, probably because the universe knows that I'm not excited about that. Mm-hmm. And that I'm excited about writing books, and I'm excited about helping people write books, and I'm excited about marketing and all these things, but kind of being honest about the ways you really want to make money. And I think as a creativepreneur, which is what you are, letting go of one thing and then being like, these are the things I really enjoy, and these are the things I just don't like. What was that conversation like with you and your husband, and What was your hard no? Like, no, this is not going to be a part of the next thing that I do.
Oh, yeah. So even when I had my old blog, I wrote down a list maybe like 2 years ago. And I was like, okay, here are all the things that I do not like. And then here are all the things that I really enjoy and the ways that I love making money. And I had gone through the gamut. Like I said, I had basically tried everything at one point over the past 7 years. And the list on the do not want to do anymore was very long. And on the I like making money this way was very short. So it became really clear, even in my previous business, how I wanted to earn money and do things. And so when we were talking about launching a new thing, we brought those into it. And, you know, to be honest, like creating guides or ebooks or anything wasn't initially part of it, but it became part of it in the past couple of months, just because we found it so fascinating. And also we love ebooks ourselves. And like, I have my own Kindle app and everything in a Kindle, and I just love reading ebooks. And I feel like they're so helpful and also entertaining and everything, you know, they can be very short and quick and to the point and get what you need. And they can be really awesome. Like you write, you know, novels and things like that, that can be very entertaining. So it kind of developed, and like, we tried to let our new business tell us the way it wanted to kind of make money. And so we pared it down to ebooks and, you know, maybe a podcast with the sponsorships and working with brands and local businesses. And so once we figured those three things out, we started working on, you know, growing it and really expanding and building the brand first, so that we have an audience who might be interested in some of the guides that we would sell.
Wait a minute. Do you have a podcast for hashtag Colorado?
No, but that's what we're going to be launching in a couple of months here. So we are maybe just doing like little mini-sodes, you know, and keeping them short and sweet. And I'm sure you'll probably be on our podcast too, you know, and other local people that we really love and enjoy. And, you know, like, we bought our first house here, so we're going to talk about the process of buying your first home. And, you know, the money stuff in me goes deep, so it's going to come out.
I'm like really excited about that, actually. And I'm really excited about that. So yeah, please keep me in the loop, because I want to like share that. I'm of the opinion that Colorado has a weird like dearth of online content like about the state, and I can't figure out why that is. You go to like New York and they've got like 8,000 podcasts about New York. It's like the weirdest thing. You go to like Texas and there's like all this Texas stuff. Colorado people are like, yeah, we're going to be like hiking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You guys. And then there's mommy blogs. No shade to the moms, but it's just like the weirdest thing. And that was part of the reason why I started my project. I was like, there's nothing like this really out there. And we could have like 100 people do this tomorrow, and it still would be less than any other place I've ever visited.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. We thought about that. So when we were like, oh, maybe we should do a podcast, I was like, well, Michelle already has one. Let's listen to what other ones are out there. And there was like none, hardly any, and not definitely not like, you know, like you said, they weren't super informative on various topics. It was just like one or two things. So we were like, oh yeah, this will be super helpful. And we need more of this. So
we need more. And you guys are down in Colorado Springs. And so I feel like there's a different amount of content that you'll have access to that like I don't, because I'm not down in Colorado Springs.
Exactly. Yeah, for sure.
I want to go to that restaurant. Sorry guys, we're getting off topic a little bit. I want to go to that restaurant where you go down underneath the street. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I know. We actually signed up for that, and then they sold out like right at the same time. Yeah. So we need to do that though.
Okay, that's on our list. But anyway, back to the show, everyone. What if you have, actually, we kind of talk about this just, you know, in the past couple of minutes, we're talking about these different interests and things like that, but say you're a person who's building up a business, and again, we're only talking about online business, you have these different interests. How would you recommend, besides like creating a list of what you enjoy and what you don't, how do you listen to what the universe tells you in terms of what you should share? That is the most woo-woo question. Does that make sense?
It does. It does. And I have to say, I'm going to kind of respond with a woo-woo answer because that's how I've lived my life this whole like past 2 years. While we've changed, we moved to a new city. So we used to live in Boulder. Now we live in the Springs. You know, we bought a house where we had an apartment, like tons of changes. And so in order to do that, you have to really listen to yourself. And so what I usually do is I take time for myself every day. I usually go for a morning walk or a hike or something. And I really try and silence my mind. So there's this quote, I forget who says it, but if you silence your mind, your soul will speak. And you can really hear what your soul has to say, what your desires are, what your likes, you know, so your soul is your mind, will, and emotions. Basically, that's what your soul is made up of. So you can listen to what your emotions say and what your desires are and what your interests are. And you can really hear like, oh, this is really frustrating, or I don't like this, or, oh, this is so exciting and I want to do this. You know, so, I mean, I live in Colorado, so I'm going to get outside, and getting outside really helps you be in nature and you find this calmness and you can really calm down your mind to think about what it is that you really want to do. And I mean, it is woo-woo, but it totally works because, you know, nature is therapy and I love being in nature. So if you're having problems or you're unsure what you want to do, because I went through that for like a long time, a couple of years ago. And I was like, I feel burned out. I'm frustrated. I'm not reaching my goals. What do I do? And I basically just started getting out in nature and we would go camping and different things. And it was really, really therapeutic.
Are you living the life that you thought you would? Like, is it better than you expected? I think your life is pretty awesome. So when you decided to work for yourself and do this audacious thing, are you like, was this what you were hoping for, that the quality of life that you're living, was this what you were working towards?
Oh my gosh. So that's a super loaded question. And no, I mean, I had no idea that it could be this awesome. You know what I mean? And when I started out, I was just thinking I was going to work all the time and I was just going to make all this money, you know, and I was never going to basically have time to spend it though, because I was going to be working all the time. So as I got into my business more, I learned that, oh, well, I'm the boss of my own life, you know, so I can work 30 hours a week and be done, or I can only work a certain amount of hours and still pay the bills or whatever it is, whatever my goals were. And so that's, to me, time is definitely money. And I would rather have loads more time. Like, time for me is currency. And so I focus a lot on time and the value, what my time is valuable for. And then I do just like how much money's in the bank even. So I initially never thought it could be this cool and this awesome. It's also sometimes terrifying and stressful and everything else. So I never imagined it, and it's totally amazing and I love it. Yeah. So
what are the things that you do to, you were talking about time and you can kind of decide how much or how little you work. What are some of the productivity approaches that you use to ensure that you are making money? I'm assuming that even though you have clients now, you probably still have some process to put feelers out there just in case. And so what does it look like from the back end, from the business perspective?
Well, the biggest thing that I learned through, you know, having my business and then selling it is that I am not a marketer. I'm not a salesperson. I don't like marketing. Ick, you know, I'm definitely more of the creative person. And I also like the business part of it, of like the logistics, you know, the money, running it, the efficiency, productivity, all those sorts of like drilled down topics. So I really focus more on what I really, really love doing. And those are the kinds of businesses I'm building now. And then I find people who I can connect with or who can work with me or partners or whatever, who are great at marketing, you know, because I truly, truly believe that you have to be some sort of marketer or salesperson. And I don't mean that in a bad way. Like, a great salespeople are awesome. To be able to make it in the online space. And I don't know how to do that. And I also suck at it. So I find people who can help me with it. But anyways, so once I figured out, like, I'm just never going to be a marketer, I stopped trying to stuff myself into that role. And I started doing more things that I enjoyed. And I also had to balance, like, I work with a business coach and she helps me balance, like, well, you still have to ask for money. You still have to, you know, make money. So how can you do that with the work that you're doing every day? And so, you know, it's still something I'm working on. Obviously, you're never really going to quit working on yourself or your business. But I found a way to command the right amount of money per hour or per month, and then also find clients that I love working with. So a lot of the clients that I get referred to these days, I usually only work with 1 to 3 clients at a time.
Oh,
and then they come to me through my network, and I have a very large network that I built, you know, over the 7 years. So it, I feel like I don't have to constantly market and sell, but that's what I created a process where I wouldn't have to, because I'm not that great at it. So that's kind of how I'm working with it these days.
I want to talk about networking and your, and just how is it getting your network to support you in this pivot?
Yeah. So I do everything very organically as much as possible. Like, you and I are, you know, actual friends. We meet up in real life. Like, we chat, you know, like, I like being real with people, not just marketing, you know, or networking to just network. So everything that I do is like, I attend events and I like chatting with people and I email and I'm actually talking to people because I want relationships with them. And that really helps, you know, them also reciprocate that support. So I have met all kinds of people over the years. I've gone to many different events and conferences and stuff. And so just staying in touch with the people who really, you know, affect me personally or who I enjoy personally, and just staying in contact with them, you know, like real friends do. And I meet, you know, on Skype or on Zoom or whatever, you know, a couple times a week or a month or, you know, every so often. And it's really nice to be able to lean on those people when you are making a change or when you do have something you're going through. So one of my business partners for the podcast, you know, her and I jump on calls all the time and we're talking through stuff, and we're not even like talking business. We're just talking like our lives and how it affects our business. And, you know, having a business coach really helps to talk through that too. And, you know, so when I'm able to create real friendships with people, that's also reciprocated back to me in the form of support when I'm going through something like this.
I'm thinking, and apparently I was thinking really hard.
I like it. Get some people thinking. This is good.
I was like, whoa.
Yep.
Oh God. I actually could ask so many questions. Like, I'm just so intrigued by everything, but I think what I'd like to do is have you come back at the end of the next year, actually, to see like what you've created and what kind of like the end of the first year of the new identity, if you will. And if you could let people know where they could find you now and where they could support you, that would be wonderful.
Yeah. So you can definitely check us out on Twitter at #ColoradoLife. That's hashtag spelled out, by the way. Or we do have the website. And then I also have my own Instagram, Carrie Considers. And that's just basically where I talk about, you know, all of the things, all the personal stuff, my husband and I together, everything. Cause you know, I sold my business. So now I'm kind of just doing some personal stuff. So we basically hang out on Instagram all the time. So
wait a minute, you have a #ColoradoLife website?
Yes.
What the what? Wait, is it #ColoradoLife.com?
Yes.
How did I miss that? Because I've been following you online, so I've been really excited about it on Instagram.
Yeah. Well, we're trying to make our core hangout on Instagram right now because we really do want to get to know the community and the local businesses and stuff. So we're trying to focus on that. But I did build that website in a weekend.
What? So. Okay, I'm so like, I'm like bookmarking it now. I'm very excited.
Yeah, it's still being, you know, built out as we add in like maybe the podcast in a few months and et cetera. But, you know, blogs are always a work in progress.
Actually, I have one last question. So you're going into this new year, you've done this pivot. What events are you going to attend? Like, is this changing the conferences you're looking at and the people that you're looking to connect with moving forward?
Yeah, it really is influencing a lot of, you know, what we're going to do in 2019. And I haven't completely scoped out, you know, all the conferences or events that I'm going to go to, but a lot more local stuff for sure. We have, you know, Ryan and I have signed up for a lot of different local events, and we love going to different restaurants and trying new food. And, you know, so it's definitely more local inspired. And, you know, and by that, I mean like the whole state, you know, because it's super awesome, the whole thing. And then also stuff outside of it as well. But it's going to be less focused on, you know, like the online marketing space and like how big that can get in social media and everything. And it's going to be more specific of like we are going to Podcast Movement next year. Mm-hmm. And if there's like Instagram specific events or something that we could do, or, you know, trying to keep it really like small and travel related or local, and then, you know, just very niche, events and stuff. So we are excited about that.
You know, the thing that I was thinking about as you were saying this is, all of the skills that you developed in your previous business are transferable to this and will, in my view, ensure its success.
Totally. And I mean, I'm hoping so. And thank you for that. And I am hoping so that it will equal success. Cause I do feel like I narrowed down a lot of stuff that I felt didn't work for me, and that hopefully these things will work.
Well, everybody, if you are looking to pivot in 2019 or beyond, Carrie shared a lot of really wisdom and experience, and I can't wait to do a follow-up to kind of discuss how the year went. I just looked at the website. I'm super geeked out because they have a picture of the Royal Gorge, which if you ever come to Colorado, you have to check out.
Gosh, it was so scary, let me tell you.
It's so awesome. I love it so much. Awesome. And I will also share all the social media details and that kind of thing below. And you can find the show notes at michelleismoneyhungry.com/#ColoradoLife.